Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all my friends. Glad to have you with me on another podcast. As we rush towards the end of October, I pray that you are taking the time to just relax. And as they say, take time to smell the roses. Well, it's not rose season in Missouri, but take time to just relax and enjoy how much the Father loves you and His good graces. I'm in John 2. We've just finished the setting where Jesus has turned the water to wine. And now we enter into the season of the Passover, where Jesus is going to go into Jerusalem, where He will be, though John's not chronologically ordered like the rest of the Gospels, we are to assume that at least the events of 3 and 4, the end of chapter 2 and most if not all of chapter 3 happen during the time that Jesus is visiting Jerusalem for the Passover, because we're going to get into the Nicodemus passage when you get into the third chapter. But leading into that, verse 13, now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up in Jerusalem, and He found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When He had made a whip of cords, He drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And He said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away. Do not make My Father's house a house of merchandise." Then His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for Your house has eaten Me up." By the way, that was written in Psalm 69. So the Jews answered and said to Him, "What sign do You show to us since You do these things?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." I'll deal with that, destroying the temple and raising it up, in another section, probably tomorrow. But let's talk for a moment about Jesus making the cords and clearing out the temple. Now, some Bible scholars will say that Jesus did this twice. The other Gospels record this happening at the end of His ministry, His last visit at the Passover. And then John records it happening here in John 2. I personally believe it happens at the end of His ministry, at the final week of Passover, when He comes into Jerusalem for the last time. I just feel like John, who is not putting anything in chronological order, is throwing out of order these stories. And I don't think you have to place this one at the end, no more than you have to assume He did it twice, because John has Him doing it at the beginning. That's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter if you agree with that or not, or it doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong, really. What is important is what He did and why He did it. He comes into the temple and sees at the front of the temple money changers, and what they are doing are exchanging rates. So when you come in with the coinage of Rome, you could not spend that coin in the temple. You had to change to a Jewish coin. And so they would set the rate at which you changed it. Now, that would be up to them, and oftentimes we're robbing people blind. Zechariah 11, that chapter that tells us that God broke His covenant with His people when they paid Him 30 pieces of silver, previous verses say that they had gotten rich off the people. The shepherds were getting rich. This is the place they're getting rich. Whenever the money changers are exchanging money, they're ripping the people off. They're also making it impossible for some people to be able to afford the pigeon or the turtle dove or the lamb or the goat that they need in order to offer up sacrifice. So Jesus comes in, and it's not that He's infuriated that they're selling stuff as much as He's infuriated that they're thieving people. Because in the other passage, He'll say, "You make My Father's house a den of thieves." This passage in John, a house of merchandise. Why does He call it a den of thieves if all they were doing is just selling stuff legally? They weren't. They were robbing people blind, and so Jesus clears them out. And the reason they need cleared out is because no one should be denied access to the brazen altar. And Jesus was infuriated that some people were denied access on the backs of other people who were getting rich off of them. And so He clears the temple. This is not a diatribe against selling candy bars in a church foyer. It's not saying that because by the way, your church building is not the temple. You're the temple. Your church building is a building. Respect it. Show it reverence. But don't worship it. The temple is you. And the Holy Spirit's happy to be at home in you. So when Jesus clears it out, it's not so you don't sell candy bars and Christmas wreaths, but so that you'll know that no one should ever be denied access to the Father. Be at rest today. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.